There's a problem with the HVAC system at the junior and senior high school in Newmarket. This wing of the school was built in 1924, and Principal Christopher Andriski says the exposed pipes and vents make this screeching sound all the time.
It's alerting your head custodian. Most new systems, they'd be hooked up to technology, so you could just go onto your computer and be able to hit it. So now it's telling our custodian, hey, there's something that's not going well with the vent, so he has to come up and manually push a button up there to get it to stop.
There's asbestos in the ceilings and floors here, which make renovations costly, and classrooms and hallways violate fire codes because they're so small.
You can see how difficult it is for kids to maneuver.
And enrollment is growing. So the school board is proposing that the town build a new school. Similar proposals have been voted down twice before. That's because building a new school is pricey. The school board estimates a new school will run about $47.6 million, which could ultimately increase the average property owner's tax burden by $1,100 a year. In a town with modest incomes and a high tax rate compared to the rest of the state, that's not going to happen without a fight.
I believe that most of the people in town agree that we have to do something with the school.
Amy Thompson is on the town's budget committee and helps organize a Facebook group of Newmarket residents who are concerned about rising tax rates. She's not okay with building a new school.
This is a big burden to take on. We do have a building that, while it needs help, does exist in the spirit of practicality, frugality, whatever. There's got to be a way that we, as common sense New Hampshire Yankees, can manage to figure out how to do this affordably, not overly burden the taxpayers.
The issue has gotten folks in town worked up, so much so that Principal Andriski says he's given more than 10 school tours to concerned residents and 3 tours to media outlets. But the heart of the problem may not lie here in Newmarket so much as it lies in Concord. Mark Joyce is director of the New Hampshire School Administrators Association. He says towns didn't used to have to pay for school buildings all on their own.
In New Hampshire, there's been a very long history of the state support of school construction aid, and it really goes back to the 1950s.
For more than 50 years, New Hampshire's general fund covered 30% of any public school construction in the state. Then the recession hit. From 2009 to 2011, lawmakers agreed to take out bonds to pay school districts instead of funding the construction up front. Joyce says it seemed like the only way to balance the budget.
I don't think anyone thought through, in terms of the public debate, what the annual practice would produce. And that was, every year by bonding more money, you simply put off debt and make the debt bigger and bigger and bigger.
By 2009, the state was looking at about $585 million in future school building payments to be made over the next 30 years. So that year, lawmakers and Governor Lynch agreed to put a moratorium on school building aid. Schools have been watching closely ever since. Newmarket Superintendent Jim Hayes says at first he hoped to time renovations or a new school with the end of the moratorium.
And at that point, there was a hope that the moratorium on aid would be lifted in 2013. So we were working towards that lifting. But then in 2013, they extended it for another 2 years.
Now, Hayes says, it doesn't make sense to wait any longer. The moratorium may not be lifted next year, but even if it were lifted, for the next 20 years, most of any available funds will be going toward paying off schools that have already been built. In the meantime, says Superintendent Hayes, the cost of construction and rising interest rates are going up fast.
And so when you project out even a year from now and then take into account even if there were the remote possibility of getting aid, you're really just waiting, and your aid really does no help to you because the costs go up so fast.
Mark Joyce says a lot of school boards are making the same determination as Newmarket. Even without school building aid, they figure it's still cheaper to build now. Salem, Pelham, Mascoma Valley, and Keene all have substantial school building warrant articles up for a vote this week.
The challenge we have now is we've had such a significant period of a moratorium. We have very high pent-up need. So we have many school buildings that are in desperate need of repair and improvement. and no relief and yet in sight.
Joyce says more than half of New Hampshire school buildings are more than 50 years old. That's the industry standard for replacement. But whether taxpayers in Newmarket and the 11 other districts will agree to cough up more than $200 million they'll need collectively to update their schools, that's a question we won't get answered till polls close on Tuesday. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.